Hi, everybody. Welcome back to that Eurovision site. We are once again doing our interviews with the participants of Melody Festival in 2025. And today I have the opportunity to say hello, hey, to Victoria Silvstedt. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. I'm happy to talk to you.
Okay, then. So we literally just met like not even 5 minutes. So I just wanted to start this conversation off with an icebreaker. So I wanted to ask you, what's one thing about yourself that not many people would know?
Oh, but I sing great in the shower. Yeah. That's a joke, but anyway, no, and also, I'm a quite a adrenaline rush person. I love downhill skiing. I used to compete in downhill skiing as a junior, as a teenager. So I love the speed of adrenaline rush. And also I used to compete with my horses. So maybe not a lot of people know that I'm also a wild, like I love anything with speed and like driving fast, riding horses, downhill skiing. So that's a whole different side to me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, to be fair though, for if you just look at your social media, I don't think that's like noticeable about the sports in the
Right,
first glance. So I was like,
right.
that's
It's
very good to
true.
know. Okay then. So obviously you're here because you are one of the lucky 30 that participating in Melo this year and could potentially go to Eurovision. Can I just ask your thoughts? How does it feel that you're in that final 30 of people that are competing this year?
Oh my God, it's such an honor. When I got the call, when they said, "Wow, you are selected to be part of, you're the top 30 in Sweden," I couldn't believe it. It was just like one of those, like I almost fell backwards on the chair. It took a while before I realized it's actually true. And now during this whole time preparing for it, it's kind of sinking in. It's definitely a lot of work, much more work than I thought. It's the choreography that I never done before, really. I mean, singing on stage I've done, but this is like the combination of it has to be precise with the dancers, and the song is quite high tempo, so it has to be full energy, and you can't mess up because you have those 3 minutes on stage where it's live, and this is your moment. So it's a little bit stressful, but at the same time, it's a great challenge. I've never done this before. So it's definitely something. When it's over, I'm gonna feel so relieved. And even if I don't go further than that, I still have a great single out. The single Love It comes out on the 28th of February, the day before. So whether I go further or not, I'm still very proud to have this song out, So I'm really just focused on this March 1st, and then we'll see. I don't really think further than that
Yeah,
right
because
now.
obviously, I wanted to ask you because even before you were officially confirmed, there were obviously the rumors that you were like confirmed, and they and the fact that you were part of the lineup. I think they had a term for it, like mellow bomb, because they couldn't quite believe that the Victoria Silvstedt.
Yeah, in Sweden, the media was like, "Victoria, my God, the Melo bomb." Yeah, exactly. And it got out to the press kind of all over Europe. They thought I was already like qualified for it. I'm like, "No, guys, I'm just part of the first selection." So I had to kind of explain that. But anyway, I got huge press coverage from it, which I was surprised. But it was cool. Why not?
All right then. So, obviously we're here because you are participating in Mello with your entry Love It, and I think you've already explained to me a bit that it's a bit of a high tempo song. So, other than that, can you tell us a bit more about your entry and what's the song about and what messages you want to send with it?
I feel like it represent when I heard the song, that's why of the reason I accepted and to be part of this. Because when I heard the song and I recorded it, I really felt that like, okay, this is so me, and it's like the energy that I want to give out on stage. It's fun and it's explosive, it's catchy, it's happy vibes, and just bring that party vibe on stage and a little bit of glamour. So I feel like that's what I want to bring, and I think a lot of people would like the vibe of it. So I'm hoping
I
it's
mean, glitz and glamour, like we all
a
need.
glamour. It's gonna be fun and fabulous. I have four male dancers. They're just gonna, bring that extra spice to the stage, and voila. So I can't wait for that.
I mean, you actually led me up to my next question too. I was going to ask you how the preparations are going, but obviously you've told me a little bit about it, and it seems to be that the preparations are going well.
Well, yeah, now I'm back home. So I'm like waking up every morning, I'm putting the song on as I'm doing, making my breakfast, making my bed, and I'm singing, jumping around, doing the steps by myself. But next week, Monday, I'm back to Stockholm, and that's when the hardcore preparation starts again with the dancers, the singing, and you know, that's when I'm gonna get the nerves a little bit like tingling, but it's a lot of preparation, but I'm excited, you know.
I mean,
I'm really
you're
excited.
and obviously you've hinted for dancers and yourself. I'm guessing you want to keep everything else under wraps and you want to keep it a hush hush as far
Exactly.
as.
Maybe a little surprise. We'll see what comes out of it. But it's gonna be definitely a lot of high energy and glam. So that I
Okay then.
can
So you are one of the artists that is actually debuting in the competition.
tell you.
I wanted to
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you how's your experience so far? Because obviously it is such a big thing to do for an artist, whether or not you're used to live performance or even you've done stuff before, but you're going into this.
But not to at this level. This is really like a step above, a huge difference from what I've done before. And you know, a lot of the contests that I'm competing against, they've been in this competition numerous times. The artists that are in my group, they've been there. There's two debutants, but the other three are very experienced, and it's like the fourth or fifth time going for it. So they definitely have more of a laid back, you know, maybe attitude to it, where I'm coming in a little bit like the newcomer, and like everyone probably will have the eyes on me, like, oh my God, what is she gonna do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like a little bit like, okay, I better do this one right. So I feel the pressure is on for sure, you know?
And I also wanted to ask you,
So,
obviously you're one of the last ones to go to
yeah.
present your song. So it's like I'm guessing like, does it help that, there are other artists that have already gone on and you're just like sitting there like,
So
okay.
many are already ready for the final, and just like rolling it, ready to go on me. I'm like the end of it. So we'll see. You know, I'm excited just to have a good song out, whether it goes further to this competition or if it goes to final, whether or not. But it's still, for me, it's a big step to even got this far and have such a good song come out. So I look at that as a personal achievement, you know. So I'm happy for that at least. So, and then we'll see. Whatever else happens, it's a cherry on top, a little bonus. So we'll see.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for you.
Oh, thank
Okay.
you.
All right then. So we're on to our final set of questions. Obviously, I can't talk about Mello without talking about Eurovision. So I just wanted to ask you, do you have a go-to Eurovision song?
Euphoria. Oh my God, I love this song by Loreen. It's still one of my favorite song, and it's still being played here in France or in Italy, and in the UK even, they still play the song. I love this song so much that like every time I hear it on the radio, I turn it off and I'm singing. And that's one of the best songs I think lately that came out of Sweden also, and for Eurovision. It's a song that people remember. It sticks out. It's so powerful, you know. Definitely.
I'm glad you said that because Loreen was actually the reason why I became a Eurovision fan.
Oh, you see? Wow. So we have the same taste.
Okay, then. I also wanted to ask you because obviously you are basically one of the most, you're basically a multi-talented artist. You're a actress, model, singer, and you've probably done a lot more than anyone could want in their life. I wanted to ask you, like, what has been your most memorable gig you've ever done, whether it is a modeling work or an acting gig or even music? Because I'm pretty sure you've done a lot of things in your life, and I just wanted to
Well,
ask that.
you see, I think the biggest, like when I was young and I moved to LA, 21, and I got my first movie role, that was kind of like a girl's dream come true. My biggest film that I got as a one of the main characters was a film called Boat Trip, where I starred against Cuba Gooding Jr., Roger Moore, Vivica Fox, and we spent like a month and a half together on set, like for me, that was like, wow, I'm actually in a Hollywood movie. You know, like that was a big moment in my career. Like I went from, struggling model in the beginning in Paris, then coming to LA and making it big and start making movies. For me, that was like big thing, like very memorable moments. And I had the best time with Roger Moore. He was so much fun to hang out with. Like after filming there, then we would sit for dinners and he would crack jokes. And it was just like a wow, one of those moments in my life. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm here,
It's a
So
surreal moment. You're just like,
yes. And definitely like right now where I'm doing in Sweden, definitely Melody Festivalen is one of the biggest thing for me in Sweden, because it's my home country also, It feels very special to be back home again to do
And
some.
good, and you've literally got one of the biggest platforms in Sweden to go back to,
True.
so.
Yeah, Sweden is such an amazing country for music, and the writers, the production, the lyrics, that's such talent. So I'm very happy to be part of that.
Okay then. Also, I just wanted to actually touch up on music because obviously we're here for your music. And
Yeah.
I've looked through your journey and all of the interviews that you may have done before. And correct me if I'm wrong, and feel free to not answer this. But basically, I've read somewhere that music's more of a hobby for you, and I,
Yeah. It's an everyday hobby.
yeah, and I just
Passion,
went.
passion and a hobby. It's a passion and a hobby.
And I just wanted to ask you because obviously you're here on a musical competition. Is this a sign to maybe restart your music career, or is it more of a let's see how this goes kind of thing?
I mean, my attitude is to it, like I love to do more performances, having such a great song come out. So I think this summer I'll definitely be back on stage again. And it's if people want me, I'm there for that. Like I'd love to give that love if I feel like it's there, And I think I never say no. I'm never a person that like go too far ahead and say I will do this or that. So we'll see how it goes, and if it's the right moment, why not? This song, I feel like it's very, very catchy, very good. So I'd probably be back on stage again this summer to perform. As it's a passion, I love it. Also the adrenaline rush you get when you're on stage, it's unbelievable. So once you get that level, so you feel that on stage, you kind of want more. It's normal. So
It's like the once you've started, you can't get enough of it, basically.
yeah, it's like if you feel the love is there, it's mutual, then obviously, yes, it's a love affair. True.
And hopefully we'll see if that happens afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm on to my final question, Victoria, and that is, we'll fast forward. It's March 1. You're in the arena performing Love It for the audience and the viewers in Sweden and
Yeah.
outside of Sweden. Can I just ask you, what message did you want to send with your performance to the viewers who are watching?
Viewers, I want to spread the positivity, energy, happiness, and anyone can do it. Go for it. If you have a dream, go for it. So it's like I feel like I'm part of that. Like it's a passion, and look where I am today. It's all with the positive energy and attitude. Just I want to give that glamorous happiness vibe. That's it. And hopefully, people after performance, they will say, "I love it too."
All right then. Well, that is all of my questions for
All
today.
right, that was
Victoria
fun.
Silvstedt will be participating in the fifth semi-final of Melody Festival in 2025. Would love it. But before we go, Victoria, is there anything you want to say to the Eurovision fans? Because obviously, you're a new face to them, and I don't know if you want to give them a little something before the show on March 1st.
Hi to all the Eurovision fans out there. I am a huge fan as well as you guys, and I would have loved to have gone all the way. I hope to see you at the final. If not, I'm just happy to be here with you right now, and I hope you're gonna love my song. I love it.
Well, there you have it. As
Thank
once again, Victoria Silvstedt will be participating
you.
in semi-final five. Would love it.
I love that.
Lyckatillitaksimika, Victoria, and hopefully to see you in
Så mycket,
Stockholm.
vad duktig du är. Tack. Puss, puss. Puss, puss.
Bye.